We have an awesome show for you guys today.
The greatest defender of all time.
Good news for the sport.
Welcome to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. We are in episode 6, John.
That's right.
We're in the Stressless Studios here.
Yep.
It's beautiful. And we have an exciting show.
We do have a great show. We've got Megan O'Donohue, who is fresh off of a top 3.
Top three finish with her 18-year-old Palm Crescent.
Yep. And she's got big plans for where she's going to go. So I'm excited to hear what her short-term/medium-term long plans are.
Yeah.
And then we get Derek DeGrazia in for sort of a pre...
DeGrazia.
Yeah. In for a little bit of a Defender Kentucky 3-day event preview. So we get a little bit of the inside scoop from him.
Yeah, that's exciting. What year is it?
What year is it? It's 2024.
What year he was in for Kentucky on design. Do you know?
I have no idea.
It's got to be 4 years, maybe.
I think it's been way longer than 4 years.
7 years.
At minimum.
Let's ask everybody out there, just in the comments, say how many years you think Derek has been designing Defender. We can't answer that. 1 year.
Yeah, not even one yet.
We're getting there. So we've had an exciting week.
Yeah, so you guys just got back from Carolina. So how did that go?
Carolina International, as always, I just love that event. I think it's the only event left, John, that really has the sponsorship tents, the parties, the food, and really they design it and do it really well. And we had a great time. Elisa took 2 3-star horses and her 4-star horse. Briggs took a 3-star and a 4-star pony.
Yep.
Great runs for all of them. I believe Elisa was in the top 10 with one of her 3-star horses. Briggs finished 27th with the 4-star pony in her 3rd start at 4-star. The beautiful cross-country round.
Yeah, I just watched it. It looked awesome. She's something else.
She's pretty incredible. You know, Elisa bred that horse, and it was out of her advanced mare, Leap of Faith. But the really cool thing is it goes back to the Cormac line, and so it's related to Ballycore.
Right.
So it's got cool history for it, and Wooden Horse Stables and Nancy and Dick Gosh had that core line. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it looks amazing. And I mean, honestly, I was like I was saying to Briggs, I think as he's been producing the mare, everybody's like, oh, yeah. Isn't that cool? Like, he's got a little mare and he's running it around and it's really cute. But, and then all of a sudden you watch it run around in advanced and you're like, whoa, actually. And then you watch it run around a forcer and you're like, whoa, well,
what's
wow,
going on?
This is really cool. And then you see it run around Carolina and you're like, maybe we need to not call it a pony and just call it a really good little horse.
A super pony.
Yeah.
We can call it that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is Briggs has had her since she was 2.5. Took her up through the levels. She is small, 14.2. I think the biggest challenge has been trying to figure out, not cross country, because you gallop around, right? Is
yep.
Show jump.
Yeah.
And then even in the dressage ring, because she's a little compact thing with a short neck. So you got to do a lot of different things to try to make her look bigger and more elegant. And so
where does it go next?
Kentucky.
I thought so. So the pony goes to Kentucky to do the 4 short.
Yep.
I can't wait.
She's going to go to Stableview. We'll make a determination whether she needs to gallop around that course before Kentucky.
Right.
But she's had 4 brilliant 4-stars. One, I mean, at Tryon under Mark Phillips. Another one at... where was the other one, Briggs?
Can we get like
Chat
Couture t-shirts or something when we go?
Yeah, and it's Couture. People say you spell it wrong. No, it's Couture, but really Couture is Couture, which is a designer. So Haughty
not...
Couture is the design. So
but that's different than Couture.
Well, because Elisa was smart and used core, tour, and was a play on
right.
words.
Right. Okay. So she did go
with
the designer.
So that's why her barn name is Haughty, H-A-U-T-E.
Haughty. Right.
You wouldn't get it because you don't know about design.
That's a bit hurtful.
No, read your shirt. Well, never mind.
That's a bit much. I feel like I'm pretty fashionable myself, but
you
okay.
Are fashionable.
No, forget it. It's too late now.
Yeah, it was a great go. I think the biggest thing for that was Ian Stark's last design at Carolina, and you know, a lot of people say that Carolina's course was difficult, which it is.
Yeah,
it is difficult. Mm-hmm. But he designed some of the coolest things that you have to sit there and think about,
right?
And kind of wrap your brain around it. And in the end, that run, this run, the four star short, I think maybe there was one fall in the four short. I think only one frangible pin went. Overall, it was a very well.
I think it's so.
Course.
To your point, I think it is so sad, disappointing that he's retiring.
I do. I'm sad. He started crying.
I mean, come on, Ian. You're a young man. Retire. Don't retire. Unretire. Well, people do it all the time.
I think a lot. You know, it's heavy to be a designer. Right?
Sure. I mean, I would never want to do it, but he's really good at it. And I remember going out to Galway years ago, and he had this ridiculously dumb jump on an island, and it was a waterfall and had rubber pavers, and the water ran down the pavers, and it was stupid. And I said to him, "Horses aren't going to read it. This is dumb." And he said, "Really? You think so?" And I said, "Yeah, it's dumb." And then the horses rode it great, and it was amazing and brilliant, and I had to apologize to him because that's what Ian does. He builds stuff, and you're like, "There's no way." It scares the riders, and then it rides great.
It rides great. Yeah. And then another shout out to Beth Perkins. She did the three-star course. She, you know, I saw her on course, and I stopped her, and I said, "You know, Beth, how many women course designers are there in the world?" And
right.
She said, "There's just a handful."
Right.
She started rattling off some names, but I think maybe that's a show in the future for us is to
for
have.
Sure. Well, and you do know that's Derek's.
I do know that's his sister-in-law.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool. Bee's sister.
Yes.
But the three-star course was just as difficult out there, you know, and she did a good job.
I think that's so difficult when they do that, because it's great experience to design under somebody like Ian or Derek, but at the same point, or Mark, has that happen sometimes?
Sure.
Mogi designs under Mark down at Terra Nova, and now Alec Lahore down at Terra Nova. But I feel like they can't really put their own stamp on it because they're following the same track.
It is, it is the same track. So they can't get where they need to go, but at least there's a foot in the door, and they're they're not. And I think that more women should design
for sure.
And it's something that we are all lacking with designers, course designers in the world, and we have great ones retiring. So I think we really need to start looking forward to the next, you know, Ian Stark and the next Derek, and you know,
yeah, for sure.
So
for sure,
we got to work on that.
So just quickly, I was at Chattahoochee Hills the weekend
how
before,
did that
which
go? Had a good run.
Yeah, my horses were great, but more importantly, that event was underwater, and honestly, I almost turned around when I saw photos of the course. I'm like, there's no way they're going to get this done. And then Hugh Lahore said, "It's going to happen. We're going to get it. The water will go down." And they had to change some things around, and they couldn't use the very bottom field, but the water did go down, and he produced really good tracks given the circumstances. It was a little bit in the beginning. He had to like run from one side back to the other side and then back up to the middle through the water, but
it got done.
And he asked all the right questions. It was still up to standard. They were shorter. They were shorter courses because of it, so they got a little bit compressed in a couple spots, but for all the levels, he did a good job, and the ground was excellent on Friday. That property can really take the rain.
Yeah, it can. It's in floodplains.
Yeah.
But obviously, it can take the rain.
Well, I think they get the silt in, right, from all the flooding. So then that actually dealt with it really well. It honestly was hardest on Sunday because the horses had run on it on Friday, and then it got a little more wet. And it was sort of like, you know, when you get a ring, like how they seal rings?
Right.
It was like that on Friday, like they had sealed the ring and the footing was good, and then the horses ran on it and it rained again, and then it got a little bit sloppy. For Sunday, it was actually harder for the young horses Sunday than for the upper level horses or the FEI horses on Friday.
Well, shout out to Hugh for getting that done.
Absolutely.
I do know that I was texting you going, "Have you seen Chat?"
I know. You panicked me, actually. You're the reason I nearly turned around, but it was amazing. Hats off to Chat Hills for getting it done, and Hugh, they did an awesome job and really put on a top-notch event. And they could have at any point just said, "It ain't going to happen, guys." And they didn't. They fought through. So thanks to them.
Well, yep, and it is always a challenge to run an event, right?
Yeah.
So all these organizers, all these course designers, everybody that's there, it's a team that puts it together and gets it done. And thanks a lot to everybody out there for doing that.
For sure.
But, you know, on to the next one, right?
For sure.
And what about, as we wind down this segment, getting ready for Megan, we talk about Stressless.
Yeah, well, we're in the Stressless studio, and it is a great product for calming and focusing your horses. You go to centerlinedistribution.net, use the promo code JR24. That gets you 20% off of any of your orders. So make sure you guys go check out Stressless. You are going to be thrilled with the results. And we will be right back with Megan O'Donohue. Want to advertise on the John and Rick Show? Contact John at 352-875-8622
or call Rick at 850-879-2649.
For a horse owner on the road, your trailer is essential. No one enjoys being stuck on the road. At Horse Trailer Pros, we repair, renovate, and maintain all makes and models of horse trailers. We work directly with your insurance company or manufacturer for warranty repairs and insurance claims. Our state-of-the-art facility provides quick turnaround and friendly customer service. Considering a living quarter conversion, we do those too. Find comfort on the road with Horse Trailer Pros. Call or text 352-804-2131. HorseTrailerPros.com.
Arrow helmets represent real change for equestrian helmets, offering patented new technology and an unparalleled level of safety testing. It is the only Snell-certified helmet with MIPS on the market. Arrow visors are interchangeable, meaning you can wear your Arrow three ways, with a formal visor, a sun visor, and as a skull cap. Our shimmable liner means you can customize the fit for your head and your hairstyle. Upgrade to Arrow today.
Hey, Rick here. Do you have a horse suffering from poor performance, anxiety and fear, low appetite, agitation, or nervousness? Stressless can help. Stressless, the hot horse remedy, is veterinarian-developed all-natural formula that promotes calmness, focus, and mood balance in horses experiencing stress related to training, showing, racing, stall rest, and travel. This equine supplement encourages calmness, focus, and mood balance without affecting the motor skills or energy levels of your horse. It promotes a more willing and balanced temperament with no drowsiness or impaired function, resulting in increased focus, a calm mind, and a happier horse and rider. Try Stressless today and see for yourself why we think Stressless is the best hot horse remedy you will find. Check us out at centerlinedistribution.net and on Facebook and Instagram as Stressless Horse Supplement.
Hey, it's John here. I just want to let you guys know I got back from schooling at Magnolia Sands Farm here in Ocala, Florida. Your cross-country field is perfectly suited for a first outing on a young horse or schooling your upper-level horse. Magnolia Sands offers over 110 jumps ranging from starter to intermediate, plus multiple banks, ditches, and waters. They're constantly updating their courses and have even added new ditches and a starter ditch wall. Conveniently located in Northeast Ocala, Magnolia Sands has made it easy for riders and trainers with online waivers, Venmo, and PayPal, and even offer a golf cart for guests. MagnoliaSandsFarm.com.
Equibrew, now available in the USA. It's a live probiotic that you feed daily to your horses. The live microbes go into your horse's gut and cleans up the gut wall, creating a healthy gut system.
Equibrew is an essential part of my feeding program. My horses love to eat it, and it does a really good job of promoting gut health and also good behavior and great performances.
It's something I recommend for all of your horses, no matter what they do in their careers.
It's so affordable, I can use it on all of my horses in the barn, not just my top horses.
Order Equibrew today by going to brickfieldnutrition.com or calling 850-879-2649.
Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros, and we are in our Equibrew segment, which is an awesome live probiotic. We are thrilled to have them as part of the show. Rick, I've got all my horses on it. It is
great. They look the best they've ever looked, and they eat really well. They love it. So
you're right,
tell
John.
Us all about it.
All of ours are on it, and it's something that comes from New Zealand. A couple in New Zealand came up with the way to get live microbes into the horse's system, and it's totally not like the dry probiotics that you feed your horses. This actually has the microbes are on the bottom. You can see them. They shake up, they go in, they really go into the horse's gut and gets it working properly.
Right.
So anything that you're feeding it, anything that you're giving it for gastro protection, it helps it actually facilitate in the gut. That pony that was in the 4-star, she's been on it for 5 years now. And so it just shows you a 4-star pony hitting the trail. We're going to have to get Palm Crescent on
it. Yeah.
And so there is a website, right? Brickfieldnutrition.com and use the promo code JR24.
JR24, you get 20% off.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So now to our guest, we have Megan O'Donohue. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being.
So you came off of an awesome weekend at Carolina. So yeah. What, you finished third?
Third.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So everything's on track.
Yeah, on track.
So I want to get into the weekend, but the big news that I want to know is, so where do you go next?
Yeah, that is the big question. Well, I hope badminton. That is the plan.
Awesome. So yeah. That'll be the next run. There's nothing.
I do think I will use Fairhill in April because we are kind of like, you know, it's just that like little bit of that period where it's like almost too long maybe not to have a run. And so I had actually was talking to Boyd Martin a little bit about his prep, and he is considering a horse there. So. And he threw that out there, and I just, you know, it wasn't really on my radar because I've used Kentucky, you know, been to Kentucky the last 3 years, so I've just always wrapped up either Stableview or Carolina, and so it just wasn't really on my radar, and I was like, oh, that'd be perfect, run a little bit maybe in some mud, and
right.
sounds like a great final outing.
And yeah. that Fairhill runs on the old side still,
exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly. I believe so. Yeah. So
take us in, Megan, I've followed this thoroughbred for a very long time. He's very cool. I watched you this weekend. He's a package.
Yeah,
he can go in the dressage ring and get a great score. He goes in the show jump and he leaves the rails up, and then you can gallop around cross country and come in double clear.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tell us about him, where you got him, and how that came about.
Yeah, it is kind of a wild story. I came east to work for Jan Benny, and she did a lot of thoroughbred buying and selling, and she at the time was working predominantly with Patricia Voss. Mm-hmm. Which is Dave Voss's wife, who they have, they're very active in the sport of eventing. And Patricia had kind of started this resale of thoroughbred little program. And Jan was getting a lot of her resales from her. And so Palmer came through that program. And actually, previously, Patricia actually bought him from Allie Conrad, who found him through Cantor when Cantor was a thing for, you know, repurposing the thoroughbreds off the track. And so the horse went from Allie to Patricia to Jan in a very short amount of time. and then he was in our program. So I knew the horse actually as, I think, a four or five-year-old. And then Jan kind of got him going at the lower levels, I think through training level. Mm-hmm. And there was a young rider, Chase Shipka, who was in the program at the time. And Jan thought it would be a good addition to her team of event horses. And so that family bought Palmer, and I had kind of graduated out of that program and was out on my own, and I needed a facility to rent. And I asked the Shipkas, because they had a beautiful place in Middleburg, if I could rent some stalls from them, and they graciously had me on. And I was renting stalls, and Chase in that moment had decided that she was going to go to pure dressage riding, that eventing wasn't for her, which was a very big decision for a very young girl, you know. Right. I think she just knew the sport was tough, and maybe she just didn't have that aspect of it.
Sure.
And so she was very talented on a horse, and they had this string of, I think, 3 event horses, and I sold one, and the mother kept one, Darcy, and then Palmer was the third horse. And At the time, they kind of just said, could you get him fit again? And I was like, oh, sure, no problem. Like, happy to ride him. And then they asked me to compete him. And then they were like, well, you know, this looks like it's going well. Do you want to keep going? And I was in no position to turn down a horse. So I said, of course, I'll be happy to have him. And that was actually right when my first five-star horse, Pirate, was kind of wrapping up his top career. So then, yeah, he became, you know, my main horse at the time. And then, you know, there was a, actually during COVID, their business was hit hard. And so it's like, it kind of came to a point where they needed to, you know, sell the horse, or I needed to acquire the horse. So, luckily my fiance was on board with, and they were very gracious about the situation and made it possible for me to acquire the horse.
So 2020, just 4 years ago, was that, and I remember Palmer.
Yep.
When you were at Carolina and he had the unfortunate ditch and wall accident, or he just hit a stifle.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was fractured. Yeah. So what year was that?
That must have been before we purchased him. So that must have been maybe 2018. Yeah. I feel like sounds about right. Right. Yeah.
So how long of a recovery was that? Because I was like bummed. I was like, that was the coolest horse ever.
Luckily it was just a clean fracture. It didn't require surgery. So I feel like, honestly, he was even back doing some walking at like 6 months, great. And it wasn't actually as long. Bone is almost
and
a little
we've
easier.
Had a, I've known a couple horses. I had one, and then I know Mike Winter had his horse El Mundo fracture a stifle.
Yeah.
And those horses weren't even allowed to lay down. Yeah. So was that the case with Palmer?
No, they felt that it was very, you know, the fracture was not that vulnerable to,
so he was able to just kind of be.
Exactly. Yeah. So he was able to kind of carry on with a fairly normal lifestyle. They just didn't want him too active, you know, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was very, we were very lucky. Yeah.
So rewinding a little bit, Pirate.
Yeah.
Is that the horse you had at Young Riders as well?
Yeah.
So I was just, it was total coincidence. Yeah. I don't know if you saw Rick. Sandy Mercier from Jump for Joy, who is awesome and been with us for years, as an advertiser on the podcast, she posted this photo from Young Riders, I think at her farm. And it's like Lexi and Megan and a few others.
Alex O'Neill.
And I'm like, look at that. I forgot. Yeah, that was one of my Young Rider teams. Yeah, so I was coaching Megan and Young Riders on Pirate.
Right.
Yeah.
And you didn't remember that until the picture.
Well, I remembered it, but it just was like it popped up the week and nobody knew that Megan was on the show yet. And
That's cool, though.
But it's very small
world,
cool.
Isn't it?
Very, a very small world.
Small world. Yeah. So he recovered, you got him, then 2020 during COVID, you purchased him. Did you get married?
Just engaged. needed
That's
to do
a
that.
Long engagement.
I know. No. Well,
it's not
at
just
the time,
engaged.
He wasn't my fiance.
Oh, okay.
We just purchased a farm and a horse. You know, we did all those things before the ring. You know.
Okay. I just thought when you said my fiance,
those are actually bigger commitments.
Yeah, way bigger. Yeah. My dad's like, are you sure you can run now?
Right.
Not anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, cool. So this weekend ended really well for you. Did it go as planned?
I mean,
you prepped and ready for Carolina?
You know, I felt like the horse, you know, he's 18. So, you know, you're like, all right, you want to do this for another year? You know, you want to do this for another 6 months? You know, you just... He owes us nothing, you know. He has done now, I think, five stars for me. He's done Aachen. You know, he has been an incredible horse in my career. So, I mean, at any point in time, you know, he's earned his retirement or whatever he wants. So, he came out and he was, you know, turning on all cylinders.
He looked like he was eight.
Yeah, he's just... Even in the training, you know, he's training on the flat, you know, better. He show jumps, you know, well, and he feels as good as ever, if not better. So
well, that's awesome. So why don't we take a break? Because I think we want to talk about your other European trips, tours.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Equibrew.
Absolutely. Thank you to Equibrew. We do have one other thing we're going to have to do in the next segment, which hopefully Megan can help us with, because we nearly forgot. We have to draw the name of who wins the William Fox Pitt and Lucinda Green mugs.
Oh,
so we're going to have to get that prepped in the break.
Did you get that prepared and ready?
I'm about to. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to take a slightly longer break while we get ready for that. Thank you to Equibrew, and we'll be back in the Stressless studio shortly.
Looking to improve your style? Need a gift for that special client? Exceptional Equestrian's journey started with Cindy Lay. After retiring, Cindy began crafting halter and bridle charms, selling them from the berm of a Colorado horse park. What began as a part-time endeavor blossomed into a thriving business. With just her trusty Nissan Murano, Cindy traversed the country, attending horse shows from coast to coast. As demand grew, so did the business. Trailers turned into trucks, and trucks multiplied. Today, Exceptional Equestrian boasts two prime locations at the World Equestrian Center in Ocala. Their curated collection features premier brands such as Sam Shield, Equiline, Four Horses, Ego 7, the Kenyon Collection, Vestrum, and Animo. From equestrian essentials to stylish apparel and home goods, they offer a diverse range of products. They also carry Tailored Sportsman, Tipperary, RJ Classics, and a wide variety of home goods and tack. The dedicated team takes pride in providing top-notch customer service, from expert safety equipment fittings to crafting the perfect ensemble or finding the ideal gift for your trainer. Step into Exceptional Equestrian and transform your style journey with us.
Equibrew, now available in the USA. It's a live probiotic that you feed daily to your horses. The live microbes go into your horse's gut and cleans up the gut wall, creating a healthy gut system.
Equibrew is an essential part of my feeding program. My horses love to eat it, and it does a really good job of promoting gut health and also good behavior and great performances.
It's something I recommend for all of your horses, no matter what they do in their careers.
It's so affordable, I can use it on all of my horses in the barn, not just my top horses.
Order Equibrew today by going to brickfieldnutrition.com or calling 850-879-2649.
Grant Showalter has over 15 years of equine bodywork and saddle fitting experience. His technique allows him to identify and alleviate tightness in muscles. He uses trigger point massage to release points of restriction. Grant has over a decade of experience fitting and adjusting a wide variety of saddles. His expertise in equine physiology, coupled with a thorough understanding of the importance of a properly fitted saddle, allows him to quickly identify and correct any balance issues. Grant can also adjust your saddle on site. Grant works on all of my competition horses, and I have noticed a significant improvement in their performance at competitions and their overall way of going. Grant's based in Ocala, Florida year-round, but regularly travels to the surrounding areas. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 484-639-4454.
Hi, my name's Leslie Law, and we are a proud supporter of Jump for Joy. We've been using their portable cross-country jumps now for about 10 to 15 years. We love these jumps because, as you can see, they're very easy to move. It would only take another person on the other side, and I could place this fence wherever I wanted to very easily.
Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. We are in our Stressless studio, John, which you can go to
centerlinedistribution.net, promo code JR24. We should also say to Horse Trailer Pros, they are amazing, such a big supporter of the show. We appreciate it. It's been 5 years now. I just got my trailer back from getting serviced. They do an awesome job. Matt and his team down there are amazing. So if you guys are anywhere near the southeast, go down and get Horse Trailer Pros.
And I'm going to say this, it's March and we're about to go further on travels.
Yep.
Right, Megan?
Like, yes.
All over the place.
I know.
Maryland.
They could probably help get you to badminton.
Yeah.
We could probably have rowboat. Row. But yeah, Horse Trailer Pros, we go get all our stuff done. It's really convenient to get to, and Matt and Max take really good care of you. So
Megan, before we get back into interviewing you, we need some help.
Okay.
So at the last show, we had William Fox Pitt and Lucinda Green.
Nice.
And we got them to autograph these two mugs, right? So we got
super.
Lucinda and William's autographs there. And so we had a little competition for anybody who commented on the show on YouTube. They got their name put into a hat.
Yeah.
And we were going to draw two names out. And if you're willing, we'd like you to take our nice Stressless hat.
Come on, Megan.
And draw.
Here we go.
We'll draw one at a time.
She's like Vanna.
Okay, so open that up and read the name.
Hey, Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
Yes. Is it really?
I'm pretty sure I knew that is. So I'm pretty sure that's Courtney Brown.
Okay.
So she'll be
hey,
excited.
Hey, Courtney.
One. And
Courtney
the
Brown.
Second one.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Blue Eyes 0222.
All right.
So Blue there Eyes 0222.
So you got Hey, Courtney and Blue Eyes 0222. Those are the winners. So you guys just
contact us and we'll arrange to get the mug to you, whether you can come here to our big party on Sunday night.
Oh yeah, Megan, we have a party. Everybody. Sunday night, March 24th, starts at 7 p.m. here at...
So that's this weekend.
Holland's Farm.
You can't say names at all.
I know.
So are you going to come?
Yes, absolutely.
Bring your
whole crew.
It's going to be amazing. So we're going to have beer and wine and soda. We're going to have...
Cher.
We might have a song by Cher. we're going to have... birthday cake, because it's 100 episodes. So we got
awesome.
Betty Cakes has made us two awesome big cakes with our logo on them. I'm so excited to see those.
I can't wait.
And then actually, breaking news we just got is there's a guy across the street who has a Cuban restaurant, and he's going to come in and set up his little shop. And so we're not going to be providing all that food. You have to buy the Cuban food, but you can buy some food and then...
support the locals, right?
We have...
Yeah, exactly.
The John and Rick Show DJs are going to be in the house.
Sweet.
We got some awesome new speakers and a laser show and a fog machine.
Dang.
It's going to be awesome.
He's really excited about
that. I am. I might go into DJing. We're going to see how this goes.
He tried before you got here. He was like doing it on the wall and stuff, and we're all like...
Nobody was even looking.
Had Winnie the Pooh. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the things it had.
Well, let's get back to Megan.
Okay, back to Megan.
I think I've got some questions.
Go, please.
So, preparation for badminton. You already said you're going to do Fairhill before you go. Have you already figured out travel, who you're going to go on, where you're going to stay?
Right.
All that.
You're stressing her out already, I can tell.
Oh, she's gone over plenty of times.
I did want to get Carolina done. But, I did. We've started that process. So, I do believe... fellow American Allie Knowles is also planning a horse to go.
Morriswood?
Yes, I believe so. So I did call her on the drive home yesterday. So we chatted and kind of getting the conversation going and you know, starting to iron out some of those details on.
It's always good when you have two of you.
Yeah,
going.
It's nice. Yeah.
Is there any grants or anything available for y'all?
Yeah, I don't believe so. I did apply for what they are offering, which is the Jackie Mars like training, you know, assisting grant. So, but I don't believe there's any like necessarily strictly travel grants
for
badminton. Right. Yeah. I know there are some Nations Cup horses that I do believe need to travel somewhere around that actual timeline. So, you know, hopefully there can maybe be some horses that go together. And Boyd did mention he might have a horse as well.
Oh, so it's always
hopefully
better.
Hopefully there's a couple anyway.
It's always better.
Yeah, exactly.
That way.
Yeah.
Well, John, do you have questions? Because I was going to talk about...
No, keep going. You got it. Keep going. It's great. You're doing awesome.
I want to hear about Auchan. How was Auchan?
It was unbelievable.
What year was that?
Yeah, that would have been 2022. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not long ago.
Not last year, but yeah, the year before. So that was an incredible trip. Yeah, I'm very thankful for that opportunity. You know, the performance part was, superb the first day. And then, unfortunately, you know, it's Auchan and it's a different kind of pressure. And, you know, I was trying to do a performance for the team and, you know,
things happen.
So yeah, but a great learning experience and, something I'll strive to be back at because it's a, you know, just a horse show in its own league. So
have
very inspirational.
I've not been to Auchan. No, I really, legit would like to go. It'd be fun.
Right. Yeah. It's, it's like something just crazy.
It looks unreal,
and it goes by very fast and a lot to take in
because it's basically like a little mini world championship.
Totally,
so they get all
totally.
The like the drivings in there.
Yeah,
and the show. Yeah, it looks amazing.
Just some incredible horses and riders just everywhere.
Exactly.
Pretty so, cool.
Yeah, it was a very, very special trip and it was nice. You know, I mean, that trip led into actually just leading the horse in England for Burley. So I just laid the horse over with Rebecca Howard, who's Canadian, but kind of, you know, spent a lot of time in America.
Sure.
So I used her yard, and I have a friend over there, Sophie Charles, who is used to groom for Catherine Coleman. So I was able to, like, live in her house and fly back and forth a lot. And, yeah, just prep the horse over there. And
there's nothing better than England. I actually love being over there.
Yeah.
It's a lot
it's
of
really,
fun.
Really, really cool. So.
And the areas in which they were, I think Rebecca Howard, is she near Marlborough? Or no?
Yeah, Marlborough, yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's a great place to be.
Exactly.
Which is not anything to do with cigarettes, but.
No, it does. It's not. Not at all. You're exactly right.
Just saying.
So, John, what's your questions for Megan?
So, I guess actually my sort of logical question at this point is then, so he's 18?
He's 18.
So, whether it's 1 year or 2 years or right. 3 years left. It's getting
it is.
To that point where it's like, we're going to say this was an awesome run.
Exactly.
So what else is in the barn?
Yeah, I mean, that is a good question. That is, yeah, we need some horses.
Okay.
Actually,
if anybody's out there that likes Megan.
Yeah, exactly.
She needs some horses and some people.
Yeah, yeah, this is my advertisement opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, no, yeah, so that, you know, I have a barn full of horses, but they are client horses and
right.
Some really wonderful clients. So I feel I'm very proud of kind of what I've been able to establish in that kind of, you know, sense of the business. So, and having a home base and, you know, just very good team of people. I have three really great girls.
And that farm's in Middleburg area.
Yeah, we're in Round Hill, our home base is. And then the base down here is hopefully being purchased by a client. So
perfect.
We'll have a southern base as well. But yeah, so I am very, very proud of, you know, building that up and, you know, the quality in the barn is, you know, much improved over many years of, you know, hard
sweat
work
and
yeah, lots of clinics and
honestly, good for you because I was just talking with somebody about this today where I think there's so many sort of young professionals and I know you're not 18.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
But you're young enough
yeah.
in the sport. The thing I've always respected about you is you were from the beginning, I think, like yes, you wanted to ride, but
yeah.
you also seemed to understand there had to be a business behind
yeah.
it to be able to afford
yeah.
to do what you wanted to
Definitely.
Do. And then
yeah.
like that's where you get a lot of your owners
totally.
From is from those people that you're teaching and
totally.
Helping and training their horses for them. So
yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to predict right now that yeah. several of those people are going to step up and be like, Megan, we want to help you with the next horse.
Yeah.
But that is where they come
yeah.
from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think I came from pretty humble beginnings. I'm one of five children and my parents raised all of us off of a horse business. So, you know, they were incredibly supportive of my sister and I who did choose to keep riding. My three brothers did not, which was probably smart. But and thank God they didn't want to ride because I don't think there was any money for them to ride.
Right.
So, but anyway, yeah, so, it's always been, I took on reselling thoroughbreds, you know, before my teaching, you know, kind of business took off and my clinic business took off. And so I've watched my parents use the horse industry to make a living or try to make a living
yeah.
or get to the next day.
Yep.
So, I kind of always have, that's always been part of my sister and I's lives is, you know, making enough money to do what we do. But, you know, as we know, if you want to, you know, continue dreams and aspirations of, you know, this high level of sport and team opportunities, then it does require nice horses and support beyond what really the business can really just provide on its own. So.
I agree with you. You got it down there. So tell us when the date is.
Oh God, I know. We do need to actually.
You haven't solidified a
make
date
a
yet.
Date.
Well,
yeah.
I'm gonna say, depending on how this party goes on Sunday, we might
right.
have a venue.
Just
right.
have the
just get him,
justice
bring
of
him
peace
down.
Right there.
Exactly. Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
And we got a DJ possibly.
My sister got married last year because she got engaged first, so we let her, you know,
have
her thing. Yeah,
that was nice.
The younger sister. Yeah. So you know, at some point, we probably should do that.
Don't let anybody pressure you.
Yeah.
Not even Rick.
Yeah.
I'm not pressuring.
I'll
just ask her again on Sunday.
Yeah, it seems like there's a bit of pressure. So,
yeah.
all right.
Yeah.
Listen, Megan, thank you
yeah,
so much for coming.
Absolutely.
And
congratulations.
Like I said,
thank you so much.
I predict we're going to have you back on the show very soon.
Yeah, that's a deal, actually,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I was a little worried this might.
No.
Might go the other way. But
I will say, when I was at, when you were at Carolina, I was like, How'd Megan do?
Well,
yeah,
so good.
Even her, every time you went by, I was like, how was that?
I was watching her. But I knew she was going to do great. And just so you know, it's like a charm being, you had the pre-charm for being on the show. Because
yeah,
typically,
exactly.
everybody that's on the show is either first, second, or third in wherever they're going. But
yeah.
Maybe you'll win back.
Yeah, now. I'm already booked in, actually. You didn't know this.
Yeah, no, I've already pre-booked her. She's winning badminton.
John, I'm here. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's done.
It's
done.
That would be great.
All right, well, listen, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to be back with our exceptional equestrian segment with the one and only Derek DeGrazia. So, thank you.
DeGrazia.
Rick struggles with pronouncing people's names.
Don't say it's just me.
It's just you. So we're going to be right back, and we'll be back with our exceptional equestrian segment.
Looking to improve your style? Need a gift for that special client? Exceptional Equestrian's journey started with Cindy Lay. After retiring, Cindy began crafting halter and bridle charms, selling them from the berm of a Colorado horse park. What began as a part-time endeavor blossomed into a thriving business. With just her trusty Nissan Murano, Cindy traversed the country, attending horse shows from coast to coast. As demand grew, so did the business. Trailers turned into trucks, and trucks multiplied. Today, Exceptional Equestrian boasts two prime locations at the World Equestrian Center in Ocala. Their curated collection features premier brands such as Sam Shield, Equiline, Four Horses, Ego 7, the Kenyon Collection, Vestrum, and Animo. From equestrian essentials to stylish apparel and home goods, they offer a diverse range of products. They also carry tailored Sportsman, Tipperary, RJ Classics, and a wide variety of home goods and tack. The dedicated team takes pride in providing top-notch customer service, from expert safety equipment fittings to crafting the perfect ensemble or finding the ideal gift for your trainer. Step into Exceptional Equestrian and transform your style journey with us.
Jump for Joy fences are easy to move, lightweight, durable, and low maintenance. So we're out here on the cross country. We just finished over in the show jumping over the Jump for Joy fences. Had a great time schooling over them. They're really nice and easy to move, so we were able to adjust some things and really have the exact school that we needed thanks to the Jump for Joy fences. I love them.
Order yours at jumpforjoyusa.com.
Arrow helmets represent real change for equestrian helmets, offering patented new technology and an unparalleled level of safety testing. It is the only Snell certified helmet with MIPS on the market. Arrow visors are interchangeable, meaning you can wear your arrow three ways, with a formal visor, a sun visor, and as a skull cap. Our shimmable liner means you can customize the fit for your head and your hairstyle. Upgrade to Arrow today.
Since 1950, Maison Forestier has been offering its know-how to design custom-made saddles for passionate riders. In 2016, Maison Forestier took a turn and expanded into the sports world with the goal of improving the performance of the rider-horse pair. You will find a professional, reactive, and fun team to answer your needs. And this is why I have chosen Forestier for all of my saddlery needs. Feel free to contact the saddle expert in your area for more information by visiting www.forestier.com. Hey, it's John here. I just wanted to let you guys know I got back from schooling at Magnolia Sands Farm here in Ocala, Florida. Their cross-country field is perfectly suited for a first outing on a young horse or schooling your upper-level horse. Magnolia Sands offers over 110 jumps ranging from starter to intermediate, plus multiple banks, ditches, and waters. They're constantly updating their courses and have even added new ditches and a starter ditch wall. Conveniently located in Northeast Ocala, Magnolia Sands has made it easy for riders and trainers with online waivers, Venmo, and PayPal, and even offer a golf cart for guests. MagnoliaSandsFarm.com.
Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. And we are here in the exceptional equestrian segment from the virtual Stressless studio. And we are really excited because in this exceptional equestrian segment, we have the one and only Derek DeGrazia. Derek, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's great to be with you today.
So we had you on about a year ago and got all the details on the now Defender Kentucky 3-day event. We thought it'd be great to have you back in and get some insight on the course and sort of catch up with you and hear all of the new things that you've got going on as well.
So new name, for this year. And, it's great to have Defender, sponsoring the event again. Obviously it was Land Rover before, the course again this year, like to make changes. I don't like to see sort of the same jumps in the same places. And so we're running basically, I actually told someone else who asked me recently, I said, well, basically we're running in the opposite direction, which in Kentucky, because we have so many different sort of loops and ways to go there, For all intents and purposes, we are running the opposite direction, which means that we actually get, what that means is we get to the head of the lake quite early or earlier. It's going to be probably somewhere around the 4.5 to 5 minute area, rather than usually it's around 7 or 8. So, which changes things a little bit. And then the other sort of big thing that what that does to the track is it then brings in the park question, which is the Coffin Complex at about the 9 minute mark in the course, which we haven't done that probably for 2 to 3 years. And so again, it changes things of having it that late in the course. And so, and obviously all the other sort of complexes fall in between, but to me, those are sort of the two major things that really make a difference when you sort of start flipping the course around.
Right. And so when you do that, obviously those are two of the most influential fences on the course or complexes on the course. With the Coffin combination specifically, do you anticipate that that's going to help it ride better, that horses will be more forward thinking and heading towards home? Or do you think it's going to make things a little bit more difficult and be a bigger test being laid on the course?
Well, I think just because of one, we know at that complex that the rails going in are always going to have the min clips on them. And so you have sort of that to always think about, which in fact, I think that that's sort of one of the types of fences, the types of combinations where I think the mims has actually made the riders ride the coffins quite a lot better than they used to. But the big thing is you always have the fact that your horse could be getting a little bit tired there. And so you really have to really make sure that you sort of help them out so that you do jump the rails well and then be able to carry on through whatever the question is on the way out. But I think it's really all about, you know, jumping in over those rails without getting an 11 penalties at that point in the course.
So one last question, then I'm going to turn it over to you, Rick. But I think I know what you mean by that. In fact, I'm pretty confident I know what you mean by that. But could you just explain a little bit for the audience when you say you think that having the mim on that type of question on the coffin has made the riders ride it better? How do you mean?
I think that it basically keeps them from riding those sets of rails, what I call fast and flat. And it really makes them have to really concentrate on putting the horses back on their hind ends and trying to get them to jump around those rails and not drag their hind legs over the rails, because we know that typically those hind leg rubs going into coffins are what really are what bring those rails down more so than actually the front end rubs on with the front legs. And so I think if you can get those hind legs not to jump, not to be flat going in, then it's going to help you in especially in your execution. And realistic, but last time we actually had that jump at that point in the course, we actually only had one horse that had an activation there. And so it actually has ridden well at that point in the course before.
Yeah, Derek. So interesting on that and your insight on really riding the way a coffin should be ridden, really in a coffin can or coming down. And you know, I guess the riders are being even more careful to get over those rails without activating the mims clip. How has the weather been up there? Have y'all had good weather for rain and the footing? I know you're down to 30 days before, or a little bit more than 30 days before you start. So how, the footing is always exceptional. You know, we either have a lot of rain or it's dry. Where are you right now in that?
Well, I'm not there. Actually, I'm going there this weekend, but from what I understand at this point, grass is growing and things are looking well. I think they did have quite a bit of rain last week. There must have been a storm that went through, and so they did have a couple of inches of rain. But the other side of it is it drains off well there, and it can handle the water quite well. So I think that at this point, that part is good, and hopefully it stays good and it stays such that the grass keeps growing and we get some really the footing really comes up well.
That's great. So are we looking at a little bit over 11 minute course out there?
Yeah, I mean, this year it's a hair longer. It's going to probably come in at around somewhere close to 1120. When we do our sort of our final measurement, when I measure it this weekend, we'll sort of see where we're at. But we also have the ability to adjust a little bit there as well. And so I just have to see where it's going to be, because we have we've pegged all the course, so I sort of have an idea about where the tracks are all going to be, and so it's just sort of fine tuning it at this point.
Yeah, and I guess with it being an Olympic year, and of course, we don't know what the entry list is yet. John, have you seen the entry list come out yet at all? I've been waiting for closing date.
No, I'm completely unprepared for this entire interview, so I have not seen it.
So I guess my question is, there might be some opting for the four short instead of the five long for the Olympics. I just don't know. How's the four short course coming? And it gives an added nuance for you to have to develop two tracks that kind of run around together and try to keep one off the other. How's that going?
Yeah, I mean, every year I do try to keep the four short very separate from the five, and because I don't want to have that issue where we're, you know, if we do get rain, where the fours are going to run on the track with the fives coming later. So they are very much separate tracks, and which is great, because then you don't ever end up worrying about that. And I always like to think that the four short there is pretty legitimate four short, and it asks the questions. And I think that, you know, the riders, when they come there, they have to be ready for a course that's going to do that. And so anyway, it will be interesting, because I think that you will have some horses which are trying to go to the Olympic Games, which will bypass the five star this year and just do the four short. Hopefully not too many, because we want to have those as many entries as possible in the five. The other side of it too is that the four short is not a selection trial, and the five is. So I think that those riders that do the four short probably have to be fairly confident in what they've done in the past.
That's a good point. John, what is your insight on leading up to Kentucky, as far as, you know, you used to be all roads lead to Kentucky, and now we have a lot of different roads that lead there. What's your insight for Derek on the horses getting prepped for this?
Well, I have no insight for Derek. He's the master. But I do think, sort of to this last point, and I wonder if you have felt this way about it, Derek, with that four short specifically. There's been a lot of people in the States who their dream has been to ride Kentucky. And obviously it's much easier to get qualified for a four short than a five long. So I know, like, in the past, that four short has been quite tough. And as you just said, it's probably not a four short you want to be your first four short. Do you agree that's my, I guess I'm going to ask you a question and see if you, or give you my opinion and see if you agree. I feel that there are a fair number of people who have entered the four short at Kentucky in the past because they've really wanted to be at Kentucky, not because it was necessarily the right four short for them to go to. Meaning that I think it's a proper test, and it's a horse that, you know, either could be at the five star or, is just about ready to be at a five star that should be really trying to go to that four short. Do you agree with that statement?
I do agree. Actually, I think there are people that enter each year, and I think that it as you say, it's sort of their dream to ride at Kentucky. And because you're still in the four short, you're getting all that atmosphere, and you're riding in the main stadium, and you're going out on cross country, and there are thousands of people there, you know, cheering you on, because, you know, you come out on cross country day and there are just as many people out there for the four short watching as there are in the afternoon. So there's a lot of atmosphere, and then obviously the show jumping on Sunday. So you're just not doing a five star, but you're doing a four star with all the stuff that you get at a five star. So it's, you know, I think it's a pretty exceptional competition, and whoever wins the four short, they really have won a really, I think, a good competition. So, but yeah, I mean, to me, it's not, unless you've got a pretty exceptional horse, I think it's not the place I'd probably take my first time four-star horse.
Right, right. And I've tried to, you know, think about that when you've seen people go out and struggle there a little bit their first time. And my thought always is like, fair enough, that's a big ask. So with that said, we do need to take a break here, guys. So let's take a break. Derek, you said you'd be happy to stick around. You were very excited about it, actually. I will let everybody know you were thrilled.
I was happy to be with you guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you. So let's take a break. We're going to check in with our sponsors. And again, a big thank you to Exceptional Equestrian for sponsoring this segment. They are an incredible tack store located right here at WEC in Ocala. You can also find them online and get all of the goodies. Like, they've got so much good tack and equipment. They also have, like, for sort of like if you're in town and you're the horsey person, but maybe your spouse isn't, they've got tons of knickknacks and fun stuff just to go shop and look around there. So go check out Exceptional Equestrian. And we are going to be back with the exceptional course designer, Derek DeGrazia.
For a horse owner on the road, your trailer is essential. No one enjoys being stuck on the road. At Horse Trailer Pros, we repair, renovate, and maintain all makes and models of horse trailers. We work directly with your insurance company or manufacturer for warranty repairs and insurance claims. Our state-of-the-art facility provides quick turnaround and friendly customer service. Considering a living quarter conversion, we do those too. Find comfort on the road with Horse Trailer Pros. Call or text 352-804-2131. HorseTrailerPros.com.
Reset, reboot, rebuild, restore. Experience the transformative power of our formulas you can trust. Elevate your horse's well-being from the inside out with Parkmore Supplements. European designed, American manufactured, and Kentucky Proud certified. Parkmore's Devil's Own Detox, Nature's Own Binding Agent, cleansing your horse's system, now available for your canine kids too. Say goodbye to unwanted elements and hello to vitality. Parkmore Special Vitamin Mineral Supplement, a micronutrient powerhouse, no fillers, just 4 ounces a day for a five-star adventure to thrive, because excellence deserves exceptional nutrition. Parkmore GLF Immuno Booster, unleash the magic gold, the number one building block for cell replication. Elevate wellness and recovery for your horses and dogs, whether after training, travel, competition, or during periods of injury, illness, or surgery. Parkmore HI Oil Infusion. Customize your blends of herbs and spices to naturally combat inflammation, bacteria, and restore gut flora. Elevate your horses and dogs' appetite naturally. Expert guidance awaits. For more information, schedule an online, telephone, or on-site consultation with Fleur or one of our dedicated team members. Visit ParkmoreSupplements.com. Or call, text at 502-265-8345 to elevate your companion's well-being today.
Welcome to The Hunt. The pursuit of greatness awaits, and we're on a mission to conquer our goals. Every step we take, every lift we make, we are driven by an insatiable hunger for excellence. There are no limits, no boundaries that can hold us back. We may have different objectives, but we share a common purpose: to push beyond our limits and achieve the extraordinary. Like a pack of fierce and unstoppable warriors, we stand united, a community of relentless individuals who refuse to settle for mediocrity. Obstacles, they're just stepping stones on our path to success. We welcome them, learn from them, and rise above them. We celebrate each other's victories and lift each other higher, inspiring greatness in one another. At CrossFit eFit, we don't just hunt for success, we embody it, breathe it, and conquer it. Prepare yourself, because this isn't for the faint-hearted. This is for those who crave the thrill of pushing beyond the ordinary. CrossFit eFit, on the hunt.
Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. We are here with Derek DeGrazia and having a great conversation. What did I do?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing?
I just like how you say Derek's last name. That's all.
Oh, how should I say it?
I know. Derek, how do you say your last name correctly?
It's DeGrazia.
There you go.
Let's start over. I kind of like DeGrazia. How come I didn't know that?
Okay. I mean, I think I say it wrong too, but I feel like I say it less wrong. All right.
No, you were just as wrong as I was.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Here we go. Ready? Sorry, Joel. Here we go.
Get the box on me. Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. We are here with Derek DiGrazzi, and we are talking about... What are you shaking your head for again for?
You still did it wrong, but it's fine. Keep going.
DiGrazia.
There you go. Oh, my God. Let's take
it. This is the most retakes we've ever done.
I don't think it should be a retake. I think we should just keep going.
No. DiGrazia. I should remember that. All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. We are still joined by Derek DiGrazia, and we are talking to him about this year's Defender 5-star at Kentucky. And Derek, you know, you're getting ready to travel there. What entails you getting prepped now to get ready in the next 35 days or so? Are you going to be there the whole time, or what's your time schedule?
No, I'm going in a few days and go there, and we do our final set. And then actually I have the TD, Philip Searle, who's coming from England, to come over to walk around the course. And he gives me his thoughts on things. And if we need to move anything around, we do. And otherwise, we're just checking all the last things that need to be done on the course. And all the builders will be there when I go. And so we're basically just doing the final sort of preparations. Obviously, all the decoration, which really sort of brings the whole course into its final stage, doesn't happen for the last 10 days or so before. And so that's when you really see it sort of come to life, and you see all the brush goes in, all the flowers go on, and that's when things really start to change. And then we have the footing consultant who's coming in actually next week as well, Mike Buchholder, who will do all the testing, his initial testing on the footing, and then he'll come back about 3 weeks after that and do another test, and then he'll do another test the week of the event. So, you know, a lot of work that goes into putting this competition on. And anyway, it gets to be quite an exciting time here in the next month or so.
So Derek, thanks again for being with us in the Stressless studio, and just want to quick remind everybody who's listening, if they go to centerlinedistribution.net, they can use the promo code JR24 to get, what did we say? Is it 20%, 10%? I can't remember now. 20%
off. 20%.
20% off of their Stressless products. So Derek, one question I had for you, sort of thinking about Kentucky, but also Burley and Carolina, which you're just starting to take over, I believe, next year. As a competitor, we go to events where we know you're designing, or Ian's designing, or Mark would have designed, and we know sort of the flavor of the course that we're going to get. When you go to design an event like Kentucky and an event like Burley, do you as a designer think about, okay, I'm going to put my Derek stamp on this course, so this is going to be a Derek DiGrazia course at Burley or at Kentucky? Or do you just go out and design what you think is the right track for that land and then let the chips kind of fall where they may?
Well, I always go, because each site is different and they have their own characteristics. And obviously the ground at Kentucky and the venue Kentucky is quite different than Burley, and it's quite different than Morven Park, and it's quite different than Bromont, with all these events which I do. And my, you know, my my task is really to go into those venues each year to try to create something that's new that's going to work within the terrain and the venue that I have to work with. And so it is about creating something that I think is going to give the rider something new to look at, as well as create a course which is up to the level which we're asking, as well as being able to give the public something that's very interesting to watch.
So Derek, based on that fact, and I know John just mentioned Carolina, so this is the last year Ian Stark will be at Carolina International. We just got home from there actually, and he's always had a great go of the design there, and it's been fun to be there. when you come in behind somebody and then you are going to build the four-star course there, I think Beth Perkins does the three-star and below there. What do you get in your mind when you're going to like Carolina to start now a whole new design?
Well, it's quite interesting because believe it or not, but I've never been to Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So to me, in some ways, that's almost, I think that's almost good because I can come in there and sort of look at it through sort of the way that I want to try to develop the course. Obviously, there are constraints and you obviously can't rebuild the whole place in 1 year because most organizations can't do that. And so you do have to come in, sort of see what you have, see what the jumps are that you have, and then try to go about creating whatever course you're going to create for that four short. And whether that's, again, that doesn't mean that I probably couldn't change the track because I'm sure that there's a way to probably do that. But at the same time, I'm going to go in and sort of do what I feel is best. And that's the great thing about having different designers, because you're going to get a different feel and different flavor that the riders are going to be able to experience.
Yeah, great answer. I mean, we've been there, like, I don't know, 4 years in a row, and excited to see your design when we get there next year.
Oh, thanks. I'm excited to go in and get started there. And I know that they have a great team of people that work on the competition. It always seems, from what I see, just watching it on the live stream, it just looks like a top-notch competition. And it'll be very exciting.
So Derek, one of the other things I just wanted to kind of touch base on was when we go to events, like I was saying, we know like, okay, we've got Derek as the designer here and this is what we're going to get. But I also know one of the things that you start to notice if you pay attention to is who the builder is. And I've always felt like a good builder can make an average course designer look great, and a bad builder can make a great course designer look average. So how much input do you have when you take over a site like Carolina, or you go to Burley, or you're the designer at Kentucky? How much input do you have in who your build team is going to be and who's going to be in charge of all that?
Well, luckily, all the events that you just named have great build teams. So when you go into a place like that, it's pretty wonderful because you have people that know what they're doing, and they not only that, I mean, they can create some beautiful jumps, and they understand what it's all about. And I understand your question because a lot of times, you have to go in, you have to know what the capabilities are of your builder and, what they're comfortable building, because if you ask them to do something that's totally out of their wheelhouse, it could not turn out very well. So I think that you have to sort of make that assessment quite early on. And so then you sort of know what you're able to do in the course design.
So not that it probably has ever happened to you, but just because I'm curious, is it like being the head coach of a professional sports team where if you have somebody who's doing that job and they're not getting it done for a season, can you go in yourself and just say, look, like Bill's a nice guy, but he didn't get this done for me and we need to get somebody else in here? Is that your decision to make, or do you have to go through the organizer, or how does that all go down?
Well, I mean, I've I don't think I've ever really had that situation because
I'm looking for some controversy here, Derek. Come on.
I think that what you can do, and that is, I think that you can try to, first of all, whoever your builder is, if there's something that needs to be better, I think that, you have to have that conversation and see if they have the capabilities of actually being able to do that. And then also, if you need to bring in other people to work alongside that builder, I think that's another way of doing it as well. So I think that, because they're, as you understand, I think in this business and probably in any other business, there are personalities, and you have to be able to work with the personalities and with the people that are there, because they themselves, they have a lot of interest in, especially if they've been there for quite a while. And so you have to try to work with the people that are there and to try to make the best product that you can. And so, but at the same time, if there's things that you want to do that are over and above what's actually happening, then you have to find a way. And usually it's having that discussion with both the builder and the organizer as to seeing how you can actually get that done.
Yeah, no, it's super interesting to me. And again, I know at those events like Kentucky and Burley and Carolina and Morven, like those are incredible people you have working and building there. I just always find it sort of interesting because I have more, you know, at some of the horse trials, you go out and you're like, okay, this builder knows what they're doing. And then you go someplace else and you're like, okay, this guy's kind of learning what he's doing. But again, I've seen designers who I thought I've been to their events other places and thought they were just okay. And then you go someplace where they have an exceptional builder and you think, wow, this guy's got his stuff together. So it's just, I think it's interesting to me how much of a team it is, right? You can put out the best course in the world, but it takes that crew who's going to build those fences and put them out there all the way down to your decorating team, which I know is incredible at Kentucky to get that stuff right. So it's hats off to the whole team, really.
I mean, and I think you say it there, it is a team effort. And I think that you have to, from the beginning of the process, that you have to, first of all, understand who the team is. That's the first thing. And then you have to start asking questions as to who's going to take on the various tasks that need to be done. And if there are places where there are areas where you don't have someone to do something, then it's sort of saying, well, who's going to pick this up? But I do think that it's letting everybody know sort of the direction that you're heading and what you're trying to accomplish so that you end up with the product at the end of the line there. And really the other thing too is that you have to make sure that you deliver that product by a certain date. And so you can't be late. And so it is important that everybody have the instructions, that they understand what they're doing. And then that we have sort of our checkpoints along the way where we're actually sort of checking in to make sure that things are done and that we're able to see what's being produced. And then once the builders sort of understand what they're doing, and we have dates that we're going to be setting courses, and we do that, and then it's obviously the decorators knowing, again, having their decorating instructions so that they know what they're supposed to do when they go out. And obviously the better your decorating team, and if they've done it for a while, they know what to do. So they need less and less instruction unless you have really specific things.
Yeah, I think you nailed it on the head, both of y'all, with the team effort with building any kind of great course. So we're excited, Derek, to come up to Defender and see your courses this year. And John, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. And like Rick said, we can't wait to come up and see Defender and see the track that you put together for everybody. It sounds like it's going to be another great one. And Rick, this was a fun show.
It was a fun show, Derek. And again, we will be there soon. Hey, this is the Stress Less Studio. And where do we go to get that 20% discount, John?
Centerlinedistribution.net. Use the promo code JR24 to get your 20% off. And huge thank you to Horse Trailer Pros as well. Obviously, they are a huge sponsor of the show. And if you guys need any work done on your horse trailers, I just got mine both maintained and bearings all redone and lights fixed from horses beating them up. Horses are tough on stuff. So make sure you go check out Matt over at Horse Trailer Pros. He will keep you guys rolling down the highway. So until the next show, thanks very much for joining us. And Derek, thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Derek.
We have an awesome show for you guys today.
The greatest defender of all time.
Good news for the sport.